It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already mid-October. Where did September go? Now half of October is over. For my running friends, just a reminder, there is the Northeast Delta Dental New England Half Marathon on October 13th. So if you're listening to this on Saturday, you can still make it. The race effectively goes from the Loudoun Racetrack to Concord downtown Main Street, and that's basically the 13.1 miles. There are buses that pick you up on Main Street early in the morning on Sunday, drive you out to the racetrack, and then you run back to Concord. So it's a lot of fun. And from my running friends, big shout out. Thank you for turning out in record numbers for the Race to the Fallen, a race that we did last Sunday in Manchester, which raises funds for fallen police officers. And it was quite a day. We had a lot of dignitaries there, Mayor Joyce Craig. So bringing this, though, back home, although I'm very sports oriented, yes, and a big shout out as well to my people that like to play softball. We had a celebrity softball game to raise money for civil legal aid, you know, last Saturday, and that was a lot of fun. But my real job is dental health, and with me this weekend is one of our great dentist consultants and colleagues at Northeast Delta Dental, longtime participating dentist with Northeast Delta Dental, big in the Rotary and a lot of other great civic engagement, is Dr. Richard Berryman. So, Richard, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Oh, good to be back, Tom.
Can't get enough of me, huh? Well, don't answer that, please. So what people don't realize, I mean, I think most people that are listening to this, you know, maybe they have, you know, traditional, you know, dental coverage through their employer, or they have gotten their individual coverage through deltadentalcoversme.com or healthcare.gov. But access to dental care for lower income populations and the underserved, really, surprisingly an access issue. Although New Hampshire, because of great work by people like you and support from Delta Dental and other entities like the New Hampshire Dental Society, we have some really good oral health metrics. But you would agree with me that there's still issues surrounding, you know, access.
Yes, but it's improved so much since, I mean, I came here in the mid-70s and, you know, you had Medicaid dental program, which covered only children. And if an adult, the only thing it covered for adult was relief of pain. So to have a tooth out or maybe get a medicated filling was all that was available. Of course, that's still true today. But what's really taken off in the last 20, 30 years are community dental clinics. And we now have, well, there's 19 across the state, but there are 16 that have dental chairs that actually do treatment. So, and they're spread pretty evenly across the state. I mean, obviously, if you're up in the North Country, you're going to have to travel a little bit farther because of the demographics and the population density. But it's along with, what are there? I think there's 36 school dental programs now run mostly by hygienists to do preventative dental education and sealants on the kids' teeth and things like that, even some cleanings. And there are nine mobile vans that go around to nursing homes. So along with all those programs put together, New Hampshire is, I think, right up there among the top in the country.
And I think one of the reasons is the collaborative efforts, many organizations, Delta Dental, the Dental Society, and so forth. So let's level set the audience. So one point you made is that there is no adult dental benefit in the Medicaid population. Although we're working towards that, we have a work group that Northeast Delta Dental and the Dental Society and other stakeholders are part of the work group. And I think, Richard, in our professional lifetime, I think we will get an adult Medicaid benefit. So that's one point. The other points, you know, that Richard made, you know, we have the sealing coalitions, we have the WIC programs, we have teledentistry that we've brought to the Boys and Girls Club in the Concord area and Manchester area and Spalding. We have a special program for our veterans. So there are a lot of initiatives, you know, out there, I think. And so What I'd like to say about New Hampshire is we can get our hands around the issues because, as you know, this and everybody knows, there's only 1.2 million of us. It's not like we're dealing with, you know, 50 million people. So let's start. Why don't we get out some definitions, too? So you mentioned, I think, you know, that we have federally qualified health centers or FQHC. So tell us what those are.
Well, I'm not sure exactly when they started, but I think most of them gave birth since 1990. And they are medical and dental clinics that are people must qualify for with regard to income. And the funds come from the federal government. And that you can, for those of our listeners who want a list of where those FQHCs are, you can go to NewHampshireOralHealth.org, and it gives you a complete list of not only the medical, but the dental, and which ones provide preventative care only, which ones provide more comprehensive care. I know I was fortunate after I retired from private practice. I had a couple of part-time jobs doing dentistry. One of them was at Valley Street Jail in Manchester for about 4 years and serving that population, and then 2 years at Concord Hospital's clinic where we treated people who were on Medicaid or were refugees or had mental health issues. So they're very, very rewarding, and I hopefully these clinics are adequately staffed and can't find, I haven't heard problems finding staffing. And one of the nice things is with the new dental school up in Maine, University of New England, those students are using the community clinics in New Hampshire to gain experience.
And to connect the dots for people. So back several years ago, Northeast Delta Dental, which consists of Delta Dental Plan of Maine, Delta Dental Plan of New Hampshire, and Delta Dental Plan of Vermont, along with our foundation, made a significant seven-figure lead donation, which started the University of New England Dental School, the only dental school in northern New England. And that was part of our thinking, was that ultimately these students would settle in these populations. And it's really turned out pretty nicely. In addition, we have a program with Tufts Dental. We have a scholarship program, and many of the scholarship recipients are settling in underserved areas, you know, in New Hampshire, in Maine, and Vermont as well. So it really brings a smile to my face because I literally, Richard, I actually signed the participating agreement. So when I see a student graduating and they pass their boards and I see, oh, this is someone, you know, that used to get a scholarship, you know, from us, it's great to see. So I think we're taking steps. You mentioned the Concord Hospital Dental Clinic. Tell us about that as well as the NHGI Dental Clinic.
Well, NHGI, of course, is the training program for dental hygienists and dental assistants in New Hampshire, and they do treat patients within the purviews of those programs, with the hygiene program. Concord Hospital's clinic started in the late 90s. Yes, it was late 90s, and they have three chairs. They have one hygiene chair and two dental chairs. They're in the process now of building a new building, and when that's completed, the plans are to expand that clinic to four chairs. I know the 2 years I worked there, the patient list was full, and new patients were not being accepted at that time unless they came through the emergency room. And one of the suggestions I had made was, because if a person has a, say, a dental abscess and they go to an hospital emergency room, the physicians can't treat their problem. They can give them pain medication and antibiotics, but they can't treat the problem. And so they're sent away saying, go find a dentist or, you know, whatever. And if they can't find a dentist fairly soon, then the problem comes back as soon as they run out of antibiotics and things like that. So one of the suggestions I had made was that if we could expand this clinic and someone walked into Concord Hospital emergency room, they would just say, instead of seeing a physician, whoa, wait a minute, we've got a dental clinic here. Let's send you right over to the dental clinic. And you may have to wait a while, but you could be seen literally almost immediately. Now, whether that will come to fruition or not, I don't know.
But now, you're kind of talking about the medical-dental connection. Do you think physicians and dentists, is better communication, for example, from when you first started and with an understanding now there's so much correlation between good oral health and chronic medical conditions.
Exactly, exactly. When I, you know, I graduated from dental school back in 1972, and physicians and dentists didn't really even talk to each other back then. And the physicians had little to no understanding of oral health, or they would look at the lips and they'd look at the throat, and they wouldn't. But today they have much more awareness of what's going on. I know even when I go to my physician for my annual checkup now, he actually looks in my mouth. And they look for lesions and they look for decayed teeth and things like that. So, yes, we've come an awful long way. And they realize now that oral health is a big component of overall health.
There's a study engaged by the Wakely Consulting Firm that the sponsored by Delta Dental, not just Northeast Delta Dental, but all Delta plans across the country. And it took thousands of claim records and people records with the Medicare Advantage product. And basically, there's now definitive proof that if you use your dental benefits, not just having dental, but you actually go to the dentist and use your dental benefits, it has a great deal of positive effect on chronic medical conditions. So I'm getting the word out on that, because one of my sort of goals in life is to get the VA to have less restrictive rules when it comes to veterans. I'm going to the VA. So the people at the VA are fine, but they're sort of saddled by these congressional rules. I've written an op-ed on this, but essentially 9 out of 10 times when a veteran goes to the VA, he or she is, you know, rejected from the dental care. So if those rules were loosened and the veteran could get the dental care, that actually will save a lot on the medical side. So I'm glad to hear that you feel there's a lot more physicians.
Do they have dental care at the Manchester VA? Because I know years ago they had a dental residency program, but that was ended probably back in the late 90s or whatever.
They could get dental care, but the problem is they're restricted by the rules, so they just have to follow the rules. And so 9 out of 10 times, and I had this verified, the veteran is sent away. Thus, that's why we set up our own little network of veteran dentists. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Dr. Richard Behrman, one of our awesome, great dental consultants that work with us at Northeast Delta Dental. They have a great team led by Dr. Joe Arante, who I've had on the show before, who was formerly the CEO of Previsor, which is the software that powers our health or wellness program. And Richard Behrman, who's with me today, works with Dr. Mitch Carey, who I've had on the show, and others, Dr. Bob Urban and Dr. Donald Cox. So that's kind of the team downstairs at One Delta at Northeast Delta Dental. So today's program is on access and some of the great things that New Hampshire has done to address the fact that there is no adult dental Medicaid benefit, although we are working towards getting that changed, hopefully over the next two or three years. Now, there is a children's benefit. So, Richard, tell us, I know that the reimbursement for the kids is still relatively low, but it has increased a little bit to maybe like the 65% of prevailing rate. So has that helped, do you think?
Oh, I'm sure it has. I can remember I was on a committee back in 1990 or 91 when there was a first lawsuit against the state of New Hampshire because the reimbursement levels were so low that the only real access for the lower income populations of the state were to go to a private dentist. And, you know, when they were paying 40 cents on the dollar and the average dentist overhead is like 70%, it just wasn't working. And so the state did settle and they agreed to raise their reimbursements periodically, but they didn't do it very much and didn't do it very often. So in the late 90s, there was another lawsuit, and then they raised the reimbursement rates to about 65% of usual and customary, which really helped a lot. And I think that helped give birth to some of these community dental clinics, because they're working off the same reimbursement rates as the private dentists. And I think one of the first ones was over in, I know the Concord Clinic opened in the late 90s, but Families First over in Portsmouth, I think, was one of the first ones with Dr. Skip Homix starting that. So now we have a whole bunch of them. I mean, we could read the list, but they can get it off NewHampshireOralHealth.org.
So let's get that website again, NewHampshireOralHealth.org, and that'll list out the 19 or 20 of these clinics. So let's mention a couple, because Coos County Family Health Center in Berlin. So That's near and dear to my heart because every year we are the presenting sponsor of the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. And a lot of the funds from that race go to the dental center at the Coos County Family Health Center. Obviously, Berlin, you know, that north country of New Hampshire. And Savings People's Smile, Dr. Earl Simpson in Concord.
In Concord, right. And what's the one up in Plymouth at the hospital there?
The Mid-Center Health Center is one of those.
Yeah, because every year they have a golf tournament that I played in for many, many years that raises money for, and I know Northeast Delta Dental is a big part of that too.
And our Delta Dental Board Chair, Dr. David Staples, is involved with the Goodwin Community Health Center, which is in Somersworth, and they actually, that's a good example of where some of the UNE students go to and the Tufts students. And then, of course, we're big supporters of the Greater Nashua Dental Connection. So it's all over. And, of course, the Easter Seals.
The Easter Seals in Manchester.
In Manchester. Yeah. It's actually named after Northeast Delta Dental. And one of the things that we'll be doing as almost a bridge until there is an adult Medicaid benefit, in addition to, you know, funding the sort of physical plant, we're going to be funding some of the operations so that over the next year or two, when they see adult folks that who are on Medicaid, and obviously since there's no benefit, aren't paying, that we want to be able to support the Easter Seals or a health center until such time that there is an adult Medicaid benefit. So that's kind of how it all comes into play, and I think that's what makes New Hampshire special. I've also mentioned there is Sealant coalitions, there's what we do with the teledentistry and bringing dentistry to the Boys and Girls Clubs and Spalding. And then, what we've done with the veterans. So when you take a step back, do you think, Richard, that the future is bright when it comes to, oral health?
I think the future is definitely brighter. I still say that we in the dental profession know that 90 to 95% of dental disease is preventable with good oral hygiene, good daily oral hygiene, with a good diet. And so education is so incredibly important. When I first came to New Hampshire, like I said, in the mid-70s, a lot of the schools in New Hampshire had dental hygienists. They had it right in the schools, and they would teach the kids about preventative dental practices, and then that kind of faded out. The schools, the school budgets got tighter and tighter and tighter. So education is still, I think, critical, and I think that's the biggest area that could be improved. I'm not sure exactly the logistics of how you would do it, but there's such limited time in private dental offices, and actually, you and I know that there's no reimbursement for oral hygiene instructions. And that's too bad. We need better education.
And so that's a nice segue to our Health Rural Wellness Program, which, again, just to level set the audience. So a few years ago, we added this to most of our groups, with a couple of exceptions where a union was involved, and that involved sort of negotiations. So essentially, when you go into a dentist now, if you're a participating subscriber going to a participating dentist, there's a series of questions that your hygienist will ask you when you're about to embark on your cleaning. And then based on that score, you might get a 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. And if you get a 3, 4, or 5, and in my case, I'm a 3, you're entitled to the additional cleaning, when you're finished with the cleaning, the adult fluoride varnish. But there is actually a benefit for nutrition counseling and smoking cessation.
Correct.
So we're really trying to make the point that Richard made, which is that, the dentist, I always get this from my dentist friends, they can do a great job, get the mouth to a certain place, but then if the citizen isn't brushing and flossing in between visits, you're back to square one.
Yeah, and if they're drinking soft drinks all day long and rotting their teeth with the acids, and exactly, and that's where the education component comes in. And so, also the HAL program really came out of tying together the medical dental connection, because it's so people who have chronic illnesses, whether it's diabetes or even short-term, like pregnancy, they can and sometimes need additional treatment. And the HAL program allows them to have that.
And the good news is Northeast Delta Dental will pay for it. So it's not a situation where we're saying, you know, you need this additional service, but you got to pay for it on your own. The program, we've built this all in so that when you need those additional benefits, your plan will pay for it. And it's really cool. Since we've been doing this really since January of 2015 and with a couple of pilot groups actually as far back as 2011, we now have the data. And I just presented this last week at a Delta Dental conference, showing that, of course, if you're paying up more cleanings, you know, the preventative dollars going up in year one. But over time, the restorative and other major services are going way down. So the cost per subscriber is actually down over the long run. So I mean, it's like the best of both worlds. You're encouraging preventative dentistry. You're encouraging people to use the benefit going to the dentist. If they need that third or fourth cleaning, they should get it. The adult fluoride varnish, nutrition counseling, whatever. And it's already demonstrating that this is, in fact, lessening the bigger ticket items, you know, later on. So to me, Richard, it's the best of both worlds. We're getting people to the dentist. They're getting the preventative services that they need. And it's actually heading off or eliminating some of the bigger ticket items.
Yeah, it's like the old saying, prevention is cheap, treatment is expensive.
Exactly. And so it's worked out well. And we've gotten a number of other Delta plans interested in using the program now, including Virginia, including Idaho, South Dakota is implementing it for 1/1/2020. Oklahoma is implementing it 1/1/20. Wisconsin is using it. So I think as people see the numbers and they see the testimonies from our local human resource leaders, it's really exciting, and it kind of puts it all together for me. I don't know about you, Richard, but I sometimes look at that and say, well, my God, it's great to see, like, you have this vision, but when it's actually, I know personally, when I'm in the dentist chair and then she's applying the adult fluoride varnish and setting me up for my third cleaning with no paper everywhere. I mean, it's just really cool.
And it works.
So as you look in your long and stellar career, I think we are making progress. We do have a ways to go. I like what you said on the education front. That's why I want to get this Wakely study out there to our political leaders so they can see that even if maybe you don't totally believe in the provisor program, I mean, essentially there's now an independent study which proves that if you go to the dentist regularly and use your dental benefit, the chronic medical conditions will be a lot less. So from a purely economic perspective, it makes sense.
It does, yes. And of course, from a health standpoint, it's even more important.
So I'm now going to do what I call the lightning round. Every dentist that I have in here, I always do this kind of lightning round. We have like a minute to go. So brushing, manual toothbrush or electric toothbrush?
Both. Because the manual toothbrush, if used properly, can get to places that an electric toothbrush can't. Electric toothbrushes do it faster, but they don't get to all the places.
Sometimes the answer I get is whatever makes you brush. That's what I'm going with. And so the last lightning round question, toothpaste. You know, you go into a drugstore, supermarket, you see dozens of different types of toothpaste. What are you looking for in a toothpaste?
You have to have three components to a toothpaste. Number one, you have to have baking soda. Baking soda neutralizes the acids that cause decay. Number two, you need fluoride. Fluoride deposits on the surface of the tooth, and fluoride makes the tooth more resistant to the decay-causing acids. And number three, it's nice to have the whitening in there, not necessarily for the whitening and aesthetics, but the bacteria that cause most gingivitis and gum disease are anaerobic, and by putting that oxygenated gel in there, you are killing off the bacteria that cause those problems.
Perfect. So look for that fluoride. Dr. Richard Behrman, thank you, and thank you for being such a great colleague and dental leader in our state. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.